son?
Yes, I've been married for 3 years with a 16-month-old son, Leroy the third.
Does this make this a greater sense of urgency than most guys say?
I don't know if it makes it no more sense of urgency. I mean, I just know sort of. I don't know about urgency, but I feel, you know, I'm not just out here for myself. I'm out here for my family. You know, everything I'm going to be doing is for, you know, representing my family. So, you know, maybe it'll give me a different mindset, but not really an urgency.
What's your son's name?
Leroy the third.
What's your boyfriend?
Christina Rogers Harris.
I've got Manny and Marcus on my team. I work with the 49ers. So how often do you talk to those guys, and what have they told you about this entire process?
I haven't talked to Hudson in a while, but I talk to Manny every once in a while. Majority of the time I talk to him right after he got drafted and stuff. I know he's been busy throughout the season, but you know, I talked to Manny a couple of times, and you know, he just filled me in sort of what it was like to be at the Senior Bowl and what it was like to be up here. And I tried to join McCargo also with Buffalo, so you know, those guys are pretty close to me.
There's so much pressure. I mean, look at Mario going to Houston and how much spotlight's on him. I mean, is that something you have to prepare for differently?
No, I guess every rookie probably has to prepare for, you know, going into a new place, trying to earn a spot on the team. So I mean, I guess you know, he went through a lot more, you know, media wise because he was, you know, number one pick. But you know, again, every guy's had to go through that.
Do you think you're ready for that challenge?
I definitely think I'm ready for that challenge. I'm sort of, you know, ready to get away from Raleigh. I've lived in Raleigh my whole life, so you know, we're looking forward to going, you know, and establish ourselves, me and my wife, in a different city.
Leroy, what was your take on Coach Amato getting fired? What was your thinking on that?
I was a little shocked this year that he got fired. I mean, even though we did go 3-9 this year, you know, but I mean, you know, he was a good coach, and you know, I just hope the best for him. I know he's going to do well down in Florida State.
You like O'Brien?
I've only met him one time, so I mean, it's hard for me to get an opinion. You know, I heard he's a real disciplinarian. That's what's going to be good for NC State. So you know, I'm pretty sure he's going to do a really good job there.
Well, it almost seemed like that was the problem, that the team, that Chuck was a good guy, but not really. He was almost more a friend than a boss to the players. Did you kind of get that sense?
I didn't get that sense. I mean, he did a good job and stuff. I mean, it might have been a little bit loose, but I mean. So sometimes you gotta let the players be players, but I mean they did a really good job of controlling everything and stuff. So, you know, hopefully, you know, I can't really speak on Coach O'Brien because I've only, you know, talked to him one time at graduation. So, you know, but I'm pretty sure, you know, from what I've heard, I've talked to a couple of the guys that are still there, you know, Luke, and a couple of guys are still there and stuff. They really like him, and you know, I think it's gonna turn everything around for him.
He's gonna crack the whip, from what I understand.
I mean, that's good. You know, sometimes you definitely need that.
3-9, and you guys expected so much more. I mean,
yes,
how frustrating was last year for you?
It was very frustrating. It's always frustrating when you lose those games at the end, the last drive. You know, we lost probably majority of our games that way, where, you know, we could have won the game by, you know, either defense stopping them or we going down and scoring a touchdown. So it's very frustrating to lose those games like that. And you know, it's really even more frustrating when you lose, you know, 7 straight like that. So, but I mean. We just try to keep our, you know, our heads up and our confidence up, and we knew we had the talent and stuff. We just gotta, we had to have a little bit of luck on our side at the end.
With the ankle injury, how intense have the medical portion of this combine? I mean, how important do you think it is for you to show that ankle's healthy?
It's not much I really can show. I mean, everything has been done, you know, they get x-rays, MRIs and stuff, and the guys requesting and stuff, and I mean, and they can actually do little demonstrations, like, you know, jump up and down on it, and I'm just telling them, you know, exactly how it is. I mean, you know, it's gotten better from the Senior Bowl, but it's not quite there yet. So I mean, that's all I can really do, and I can just, you know, the best thing I can do is go out there and have a good workout, you know, Saturday, and that'll, you know, pretty much speak for itself. No, I'm not. I'm probably about 80%. You know, it's gotten a lot better from the Senior Bowl. So hopefully, you know, by my March 20th, I'll definitely be at full speed, hopefully.
Did you consider not working out because of the ankle here?
I did, but I tested probably. I've been running and doing everything about a week now. And so I tested all the drills and before I came down here. And I did a pretty good time. So, you know, we felt it would be a good thing for me to come up here, you know, even though my ankle's not 100%, and just work out and, you know, and let some teams look at how I am right now.
Is it a weird feeling when you know that these teams are looking at, you know, not only everything you do as a football player, they're looking into everything and all these guys' backgrounds and everything? Is that kind of an odd feeling to feel like they're turning over any stone they can find anything about anybody around you?
It's not a weird feeling because, you know, that's one of the things that Coach Amato did, you know, preach, you know, while he was at NC State, you know, that he always talked about how we were in the fishbowl and stuff, how, you know, even though you don't know it, you know, people are watching and their eyes are on you. So, you know, that's one of the things he did, you know, preach a lot. So it's not a big surprise, you know, that especially not for me. You know, I've always been a good person and never don't really have any background problems. So
do you understand why teams do it though?
Yes, I definitely understand.
Why do you think they do it from your perspective?
Because I mean, they obviously want, you know, not only want great football players, they want great people. So you know. I mean, and part of the reason, you know, you see, obviously, you know, you see on TV when it's all the celebrities and stuff, and they get in trouble and stuff. So, you know, that's on the risk. You know, they can find out as much as they can about a guy. They only have a short period of time, too. So, you know, they got to do as much as they can in a short period of time.
I'm from Denver, and we've got a guy, Brian. Mm-hmm. When he came in, he was already married, and he's been married, got family. How do you think that helps as far as stepping into the pro realm? Does it help you, like,
yeah, it definitely does. I mean, your mindset should be already ready. You know, you already have your family established. So, you know, when you're not doing football, you know, you have something to go home to. And, you know, like, I know for me personally, you know, when I get done with football, you know, I definitely want to go home, you know, see my wife and play with my son. So, you know, having that family already established is a big part, you know, especially for me. It's a big benefit also.
You know, a lot of guys stayed ahead of
us. It was, you know, yeah, we have. In my junior year, we had 9 guys on the team that were married. So, you know, Brian got married right after I did, in this within, like, I think maybe a month apart. So, you know, we've had a few guys in NC State. We still have, I think, 3 or 4 that are married now. So, you know.
You mentioned about.